Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. So glad to be on the mic again. It's been a while. My computer has been acting crazy, to say the least. And shit, life's been going on, been busy, trying to figure everything out. But hey, really glad. It's really therapeutic and really great to get back on this microphone once again. This is a new episode. My wife is not on there. It's just me by myself. I just feel like I love this podcast shit. So whether a lot of people listen or a lot of people don't listen, you know, hey, I want to keep doing it. So here's my fucking shot of just, hey, just winging it, you heard? Once again, I want to say thank you for everybody that's listening before, all the guests that's come on. Most importantly, my wife, man, she's my number one supporter. She really helps everything in my life. Y'all gotta get y'all one of those. Hey, but thank you for everybody listening in different countries and in the city. Shout out to Kyrie, he always hold me down. Lil Duke, Sean, TJ, Leia, Tasha, Dre, Keon, the whole Stark family, everybody, man, for holding me down, man. But once again, please write a review, subscribe on Apple Podcast app, SoundCloud, like it, write a comment. Most importantly, I think the old school method, man, tell a friend, really. But anyway, I was just like, fuck it, I just want to do a podcast, and I've got shit on my mind, things I was thinking of. So a lot that's came up to me, and I'll talk with my wife about a mental prison. We had this conversation. She works nights now, so I'm watching the last minutes of Cleveland and Indiana game four, I guess it is, and all that. And I just was like, yo, I want to do something to get people motivated for Monday. So fuck it. I'm like, let me just do something real quick. So let's do a podcast to get them motivated for Monday. Get their shit off right, because they probably ain't going to listen to this shit tonight. It's about 11 o'clock right now. But anyway, we had a conversation about people being in their own way and being in their own head, and they living a life like that. And I called it, it's kind of like a mental prison, because like, shit doesn't really have to be the way it is, but you let it be because you think that, oh, this is my life, it's not gonna get any better for me, this is just what it is, like, I don't deserve nothing, I come from nothing, and this is how people treat me, which is not true. Like, everybody, all of us, including me, have to get out of our own way. Like, you know, if you in a bad relationship, you can't think, oh, well, because I did this in the past, that in the past, it's not gonna work. If you are neglecting your health, you're like, oh, well, it's too hard, I just want to give up, it's not worth my time, that's not going to help. If you know you should be going hard like me, I'll be like, yo, I'm not seeing the numbers with the podcast, well, fuck it, I just want to give up. Like, but I know, like, yo, anything that's great, it takes a grind. The greats, the Beyoncés, the Jay-Z's, a lot of people, Kevin Hart's, anybody you know that's successful, they had a lot of downfalls. Comedians, nobody would laugh. They do 5 minutes. You know, Kevin Hart talks in his book about doing shows just to eat. You know, they give you food, free food, but you do a whole show, and all you get is food. Charlamagne talks about his beginnings. And me, hey, this is my time, man, and this is what it is. It's a grind, and I just want to motivate everybody to stay on their grind. And whatever it is, don't neglect it. Get out that mental prison of, I can't do that shit. Y'all niggas know love in basketball. When your little boy was like, yo, I can't do this shit. His mom was like, yo, tell him about cursing. And he's like, oh, and don't curse. But he really was like, I told you about that word can't. And we all got to get out of our own way about that word can't. Like, whatever the fuck it is we want to do, it may take time. We may feel like giving up. But, hey, we going to get through it. Like, I literally seen this shit with my own eyes watching my wife go through with school. Because she got in school, got out of school, got in programs, got kicked out of programs. If y'all go back and listen to the Believe in Yourself episode, it's all about her ups and downs. Please listen to it. It's a great story. But it's basically like her never giving up. It's supposed to be a 4-year degree for nursing. That shit took a 10. But she never gave up. And all the times that she got kicked down, she kept getting back up. And I believe that anybody could do that. And it really motivated me watching her go through that, because it showed me like, yo, I could fucking do anything. It may take me 10 years for the podcast shit to pop off, but if it pop off, it'll be great. But back to the mental prison shit, it's like, I just see a lot of people like, yo, like, you know, I recently had a situation with my dad where we was getting into it and we wasn't talking, man. To be honest, if y'all can hear in the other podcast, I'm like, yo, we'll get it together, whatever, whatever. But, you know, I was like, you know what? That's kind of like, yo, like, it's been going on months. It was almost going on a year. I wasn't really talking to my dad and shit. Like, and it really bothered me. And it bothered me to the point where I lash out at my wife or I feel like everything's going wrong around me. But it really is that I needed to fix that shit with my dad. And so, long story short, we went to Tennessee on some other shit. And I was like, yo, I ain't gonna go see this nigga. I'm gonna go see my aunt. I'm gonna go see whoever. But fuck that. I ain't gonna go see him, nigga. You beefing with me. I'm beefing with you, whatever. But really, it was really affecting me bad. Like, I feel like stress. Like, I underestimate stress. Like, stress is like, that's a mythical thing. Blood pressure's real. Cholesterol's real. Stress is bullshit. But no, stress is a real thing. Because, like, when I went to go see my dad, I was like, but, like, Friday night, I was there Friday through Sunday. So Friday night, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go see my aunt on Saturday, but I ain't gonna go see his ass. I'm gonna just go see my aunt. But like, without even saying nothing, and that's how God works, my aunt just was telling me all about my dad that Friday. Like, yo, he's losing weight. He don't look good. Like, yo, it's just really concerning me. So I had to move the fuck out of my own way. Like, yo, nigga, you cannot live with yourself. If something happened to your daddy, you was in his city. I was in Tennessee. You couldn't live with yourself. So what I had to do was put my shit to the side and really go and hash it out with him. And for me and for most people, which is also a mental prison, they have a problem with their parents or their parents have a problem with their kids and they'll go to the fucking grave without addressing that shit. And that shit is not right. That shit, like, you really want to die not talking to that loved one, your brother, your sister, whatever. Everybody, we all got to fix it. So I went there, we talked and whatever, and it's not going to be perfect from here on out. But at least I got it to a talking level. But it's so many people, mainly older people setting their ways or, hey, man, like a man or a black man, whatever. Like, yo, fuck that. He ain't talking to me. I ain't talking to him. We ain't talking. But that's a mental prison because you're really hurting yourself. And that's what I've learned as I got older, too. I got really strong. When we got into this beef, I stood up for myself. I said something. I'm like, yo, you know, I feel like X, Y, and Z is fucked up. And I've always told my wife, I felt like, yo, if I say something to my parents, they might not start talking to me. They might stop talking to me. And damn it, that happened, you know, for a little while because, like, they're older and stubborn and set in their ways. But it was like, yo. But when I tried not talking to them, it really fucked me up. It really had me out here looking like crazy and spazzing out. And my world was all fucked up. So I had to get out of my own way. I had to get out of my own mental prison. Because I would have did a life term if my dad would have died. And I know I was right there and didn't go see him. That shit would have really, really fucked me up. So I went and talked to him. And I just feel like a weight is lifted off. A weight was lifted off and saying something to him. And a weight was lifted off with getting it right and really saying it to him the right way, face to face. Like, yo, I wasn't feeling it. So my whole premise of that story basically is letting you know everybody go through things. Everybody hurts. But like, bro, the mental prisons. And I mean, that was a mental prison that I was in. Like, yo, like, shit's not right with my dad and it's not cool. It's been me and him for a long time and shit was like off. But I was like, I could have stayed there and, you know, not talked to him because, I mean, people go years. My aunt said she went years without talking to her dad. Like, a lot of people have these problems, but they don't want to address it. But, man, what I'm telling anybody, man, today and forever, like, if you in a mental prison, get out of that shit. Whatever it is, man, hey, going into this week, going into whenever you hear this podcast, get out of that. Whatever problems you have, sit down and have a real conversation with somebody. Whether they accept it or not, you did it for yourself. You didn't do it for them. You did it for yourself. And that business you wanted to get started, whatever it was, like, yo, I'm taking a jump right now. I'm like, who the fuck want to listen to me talk? But I'm like, yo, fuck it. I'm just going to go out there on a limb. Most podcasts are like, yo, it's boring. Like, so I can't do that shit. But I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go out there on a limb and like, fuck it, I'm gonna just wing it or whatever. But I mean, my main thing is like, yo, this is a certain thing that I call a mental prison. And if you're in a bad relationship, you don't deserve that. Like, everybody knows what's right and wrong. Like, our whole lives, we have this thing, our gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, intuition, whatever. We all know what's right and what's wrong. So why the fuck would you stay in it your whole life knowing some shit was fucked up? If you're doing something wrong to somebody or somebody's doing something wrong to you, we all know when it's wrong. So, hey, fix it. This day, hey, just fix whatever it is. If you financially doing something wrong, whatever it is, man, whatever you know is not sitting right, hey, it's time to get it right. We all breaking out of that mental prison because we could do a life turn inside of our head if we don't get it right. And we don't deserve, like, it's really nothing us holding us back but ourselves. And we have to get out of that mental prison, that whatever it is that's holding us back. And I just want to say, you're beautiful. Hey, you got it. You can do it. Hey, if nobody don't believe in you, I believe in you, man. If I don't even know you, man, because I just believe that everybody can get it together. Everybody can live a prosperous life. Everybody can love. Everybody deserves to be loved. And we all just deserve the best. So whatever mental prison you're in right now, I'm just here to tell you, man, get out of it, man. You deserve better. Go listen to J. Cole album. And peace.